we'll get started. And we're recording. Hi again. This is Dr. Joel Carmichael. Welcome to Energy Medicine Unlimited. This is July 13th, 2010, and it's the summer. Can you believe it? It's almost halfway through July, and we're just getting started, folks. Although I'm kind of sad. You know, July 4th is over. Hope everybody had a good July 4th here in the United States, and also a very happy Canada Day for those on July 1st. So wanted to talk to you tonight about some things, but first I want to give some announcements. Let me get to that portion of my computer where we're doing that. First announcement, most important announcement of the night. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're listening. I'm going to be a grandpa. That's right. My daughter, Kelsey, who lives in Oklahoma, is going to have a baby, and that is in February. So you're talking to Dr. C here. I'm going to be a grandfather. I know you guys aren't on the call for that, but it's really it's fun for me to announce that. On my cell phone, I have a little desktop picture, and there it is. I've got a little ultrasound of my little grandchild in what I call gummy bear stage, or gummy bear. How many people out there know what a gummy bear looks like? They're just little nubbins and stuff like that. Well, that's the stage that my grandson or granddaughter is going to be at. Tonight, I'd like to actually take a little vote. If you guys are listening, you can type a little question in there. How many people are voting for grandson versus granddaughter, and at the end of our teleclass, I'll give you a kind of a tally on that. In the meantime, we've got some more important announcements. That was just the funnest one. Tonight, there's some events going on in California. If you're on the call, you're missing that event in San Diego area. Also tonight, if you're listening from North Carolina, you're missing an event hosted by Dr. Mike Meehan. And maybe that's not true. That was a different event, but there's many things going on all across North America all the time. Our technology, the MRS-2000, the SoundLight Relax system, and the SkinDream Titanium, there's events happening all the time. It's very exciting, very exciting times indeed here in North America. There is a sailing event that's happening in Ontario, Canada, July 17th. That's for those of you in the Ontario area. Hey, guys. Get out there on Lake End to Ontario. Have some fun. Get out there. Get a life. You're working too hard. You need a break. It's July. You can start working again in August, although I understand that for Canadians, August is actually more holiday than July, so we'll see. Those of you who are in Germany, I'm going to see if I can pronounce this correctly, because we do have people listening in from Europe quite frequently, also from other parts of the United Kingdom. This is Baden-Württemberg, and it's Weinstadt, Budelsbach, and that's Carmen Bobos. This is an event happening on July 21st at 7 o'clock in Germany in that location. It's kind of fun for me to actually be part of an international company where we do stuff like this. And then give you a little of my calendar. August 6th, here in Denver, in the Inverness Conference Center, in that neighborhood, we're having a public lecture. And on the 7th and 8th of August, we're having a certification course. And I'll explain what those are for those of you listening. A public lecture is a gathering of interested people, people who want to know more about veritable energy medicine, where we get together and we just discuss the effects and the scientific evidence surrounding pulsating electromagnetic fields, as well as the burgeoning threat of electrosmog, man-made frequencies. And these are both, there's more awareness of both. One of them's bad, one of them's good. The good thing is that electromagnetic fields in the natural frequency range can actually help to undo the ill effects of electrosmog and dirty electricity. So it's a time to bring your friends together to these events to learn more about this, because like cigarette smoking back in the 50s, people just don't know what's killing them. In the 7th and 8th, we're doing a certification here. That's where we actually teach people a little bit more about our company, which is MediConsult, which is out of Pforzheim, Germany. And we have offices and factories in Germany and in Switzerland, in Oakville, Ontario, Canada, and in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Doing also a public lecture August 13th in Carlsbad, California. Those of you guys who are out there on the West Coast, wherever you are, get on down there to Carlsbad. It's a beautiful facility put together by my friend Brad Hunsaker. And he does a really fine job of mobilizing a host of people, very kind, wonderful, happy people in Southern California. And August 14th, 15th, we're doing a certification there as well. So I just spoke with a person today who actually purchased an MRS. She's from the Silicon Valley. She's actually from San Jose. And I'm thinking about all the different kinds of people who are on this call right now. We've got doctors brand new to the MRS, the MediConsult family, on the call tonight. And just welcome from wherever you are. Okay, that's enough of announcements, except for one more thing, and that is that we do have Skin Dream events that are starting to happen all across North America. I can tell you about August 24th, which is a Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Ali Ox from Ontario, Canada, will be visiting our humble community here in Denver, where right now it's about 100 degrees. It was 101 earlier. We'll be doing a Skin Dream launch event in conjunction with Jackie Stevens and Dr. Carrie Wolf. The Skin Dream Titanium, what the heck is that? It's a cosmetic ultrasound device. A lot of people are sticking all kinds of chemicals into their skin through needles. They're using Botox injections and all kinds of things. Not so healthy for the skin. It actually kills nerve endings or at least incapacitates nerve endings. And it's really a very bombastic way to make cosmetic improvements to your face. And you can also take care of age spots and all kinds of things using this technology, the titanium head on this sound device. It's a cosmetic device, is brilliant and one of a kind in this industry. So for those individuals who are interested in beauty and health and actually the vitality of the skin, not only on the face but also the hands and other parts of the body, you want to look to MRS2000meetings.com or go online to skindream-titanium.com to learn more information about that. Okay, so Allie will be here the 24th, and again, more information about other events around the country can be had at skindream-titanium.com. Okay, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about Herxheimer reactions. We're going to talk about adverse reactions. We're going to talk about people who have experienced the MRS2000, either a local applicator pad or a probe or the whole body mat, and they actually don't feel very good afterwards. And this doesn't happen often, but it happens often enough to where it actually occupies a bit of my time as medical director of this fine company. And steward of this fine technology here in North America and around the world. What is a Herxheimer reaction? A Herxheimer reaction, also known as a first reaction, also known in other ways, is a reaction of the body typically produced by either a lack of mineral stores in the body or more commonly due to just toxins in the body that start to flow in response to exposure to the wonderful vascular and lymphatic and cellular effects of the MRS2000. So we're going to back up and let's talk about the American diet for a minute. And by American, I quite frankly need North America, because our Canadian friends north of the border from here in Colorado don't get off the hook. Guys, I've seen Tim Hortons. I know they're all over the place, just like we have, you know, different stores all over the place, different fast food restaurants here in America. We've got Tim Hortons. We've got Wendy's up there and Kentucky Fried Chicken, and we got Pizza Hut, but we also have Tim Hortons. I've been there. I've done that rodeo, And I'm here to tell you that the Canadian diet isn't any better than the American diet. And so we need to talk. So let's talk about our addiction to sugar for a moment. You can take the finest medical equipment or the finest wellness device in the world, and if somebody is eating garbage, then when you open up the cells to take in more nutrition and to dump more waste products, there's going to be a whole lot of stuff to dump. So, for example, eating a breakfast food, a typical American breakfast, North American breakfast, might include a bagel. Let's start out on the healthy side. You know, just a bagel, maybe some cream cheese on it, or let's talk about toast, or we can talk about, you know, French toast. We can talk about waffles or pancakes. We can talk about cereal. Pick your favorite. Let's go with cornflakes. We're saying, hey, you know, it's not sweetened. There's no problem there. Why don't we just have some cornflakes or some Cheerios or some unsweetened cereal, et cetera. You know, those are the issues that are dealing with our health and our diet. It's all about carbs. The North American diet is rich in refined, starchy carbohydrates. And how do you get around that? What I want to do tonight is I want to try to convince as many people as possible who either own an MRS or who are considering purchasing a magnetic resonance stimulation unit, or who actually provide this form of wellness for others, to be the example and to follow what I'm going to tell you tonight. And that is that carbs in all their forms, whether it's rice or whether it's pasta or whether it's you know, refined carbohydrates in a form of sweetened cereals or breads or whatever, is that these are easily broken down into sugar. And if you just add a little orange juice to that, or some apple juice or some cranberry juice or whatever, we're just making matters worse. Again, I'm not against all this stuff. I'm just saying the carb load is high, and that leads to diabetes, and it leads to a host of other problems. It disrupts the metabolism entirely. Think, if you will, for a moment about how many of these foods were available to people even just 150 years ago, 200, 400 years ago. What did people have for breakfast back then? I've been to Europe, and I just think Europeans eat more sensibly and eat more healthy. Now, I could be wrong. I know I have been to Poland, and I may not include our friends from Poland in this, but in other parts of Europe, we have different kinds of meats that are available for breakfast, and we have some cheeses that are done the old world way, and we have sources of animal protein there. We have vegetables, actually, and some fruits, some lighter fruits, and some fresh berries and so forth, and that's all good. It's good. And my recommendation is to really experiment, if you can, with fruits and nuts for breakfast, particularly fruits that have a low glycemic index. Those fruits would include raspberries, wild blueberries, strawberries, wild cherries, and so forth. Better if they're organic and so forth. And these berries have very low glycemic index. They have high fiber, and it's wonderful. If you combine berries, to combine berries with nuts, raw organic hazelnuts, raw organic Brazil nuts, raw organic walnuts, things like this, you're going to have a very nice taste treat. You're going to have a little party going off in your mouth, because when you combine berries, the sweetness of the berry, it's got some fiber in it, with the crunchy of an organic nut, you've got a full complement of pretty nice nutrition in there. You can also use almonds. My recommendation with almonds is to soak organic raw almonds for 24 hours, before you pop them in your mouth, they're going to taste sweeter, and they aren't going to scratch your throat going down. You can eat several of them with your breakfast. So that'd be a good breakfast. I'm not really opposed to having eggs for breakfast. I think it's a wonderful source of protein, and it's maligned quite a bit because of the cholesterol content. However, most people with high cholesterol end up getting high cholesterol because their liver produces too much, and their liver produces too much, generally speaking, because the bowel transit time is inadequate. By bowel transit time, I mean how fast or how slow it takes a meal to go all the way through your digestive tract and out the other side. Some people will have, and here we go, folks, we're going to talk about bowel movements right here on Energy Medicine Unlimited. People will have a bowel movement maybe once or twice a week. And I need to let you know that that's not normal. That's wrong. That's bad. 1 to 2 bowel movements a day is normal, and that would be a normal bowel transit time. If you're on this call and you're listening and you didn't hang up when I started to talk about bowel movements, what I have to let you know is this is a key to health. This is an absolute key. And it needs to be talked about on our classes. You can facilitate that with high fiber in your diet. You'll get that in berries. You can get that in many other things, especially a high complement of vegetables in your life. So the second thing is, well, what's for lunch and what's for dinner? What's for lunch and dinner is not refined sugar and not easily broken down starches. So heavier breads would be okay. Better still to just get very heavy with your vegetable intake, cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, get into some cucumbers and some fresh tomatoes and get into some salads. And if you're into animal protein sources that are organically raised, that's best. But again, I'm not really opposed to organic animal protein sources. You can use hard-boiled eggs and et cetera. You can use meats, et cetera. We won't get into a big, long discussion about that, but I do want you to know that animal protein sources are okay. And then again, for dinner, a high degree of vegetables, avoiding as much starch as possible, avoiding breads as much as possible if you can. This would be a marked improvement. If people would do this for their health, they would find a great benefit. If you're using the MRS-2000 and you're having adverse reactions and you happen to have a diet that is rich in refined sugars or easily broken down simple carbohydrates, your goal is going to be to lower those and eliminate them as possible. Your results with the MRS-2000 will increase. And just for a moment, I need to talk about water. Water is essential for absolute health, and if you do not have enough water on board, you will not detox properly with the MRS-2000. Okay, that's enough, I think, on the diet. You guys will be putting some more information on our blog about that as the summer goes. In the next couple of weeks, I will be out of pocket, be on the road, having a little summer vacation, but while I'm there, I plan on contributing regularly to the blog, and I'll include more information about nutrition. If you have good nutrition, you'll have good results with the MRS-2000. If you have bad nutrition, you'll have bad results, you know, with the MRS-2000. Okay. The MRS-2000, when you use it, the whole body mat applicator, you are mobilizing calcium ions. Calcium ions go where they're supposed to go, back into the bone, back into the brain, back into the heart, and back into the muscle. As we age, we have a disruption of calcium metabolism. Those people who are quite ill will have a disrupted calcium metabolism, and lying someone on the MRS-2000 causes the calcium ions to start to flow. If someone is magnesium deficient, that flow of calcium ions, those binding sites that are meant for magnesium will be bound to calcium instead. And at the cell membrane level, calcium and magnesium oppose one another. They are at opposite ends of the spectrum, and they are antagonistic to one another. So calcium constricts in the body. Calcium is a contracting ion in the body. Magnesium is a releasing it's a releasing ion. So magnesium actually relaxes the body. That's why when people who are bound up, people who are constipated, if they will take some magnesium, it might relax the smooth muscle of their bowel, and a thing that loosens things up. And then we take, for example, milk of magnesia. I'm not saying that milk of magnesia is a great source of dietary magnesium, but I will say this, that most Americans are deficient in magnesium. In fact, in my estimation and the estimation of others who are smarter than me, I would say that magnesium deficiency is at least 90% of the North American population. This also gets into Herxheimer reactions that are involving muscular fasciculations. When people lie on the whole body mat for 8, 16, or perhaps 24 minutes, they might feel muscles that start to twitch. And you say, well, now why is that? Or they feel deep in their abdomen, they feel a twitch or something. Well, folks, that's generally a sign of magnesium deficiency. Some people might actually even experience a little bit of flutter in their heart. And that would be, again, the result of a magnesium deficiency. So those of you who attend the certifications that we do will learn that we do recommend that anybody who's an owner and a user of the MRS-2000 take magnesium. And the particular kind that I like is actually produced by a company in Ontario, Canada, where they are very friendly to the MRS-2000. In fact, they're part of the MediConsult family. So that's why I recommend this company. It's Atogram, Attogram, Atogram. And Atogram produces a form of magnesium called dimagnesium malate. There's other forms of magnesium out there. There's other places to get it, and I don't want to let people know that there's only one place you can get magnesium, but quite frankly, it's very, very good. So my job would be a whole lot easier in terms of handling people who have quote-unquote Herxheimer reactions or adverse reactions if we simply taught all of our people who are using the MRS-2000 to take magnesium on a regular basis and take it in conjunction with 450 milligrams a day. Take this in conjunction with the MRS-2000. Other Herxheimer reactions have to do with joint pain. I got an email this morning from a good friend of mine from North Carolina who said, hey, we're laying on the mat and we're using the pad applicators, and quite frankly, our joints are hurting. In this case, it was a gentleman and his father saying, hey, we're both of us, we're hurting, and we're talking pain. Joint pain. And this is where we're going to get a little bit into to arthritis and the ultimate cause of arthritis. Many people believe that arthritis ultimately has an infectious cause. And I would like to recommend a book. It's kind of a small little book, and you can get it for probably under $10. It's a book called Overcoming Arthritis by David Brownstein, Brownstein. David Brownstein, medical doctor. He's got a foreword by Jonathan Wright, MD. He, on page 13 of his book, says the arthritis infection connection. He says that diseases that may have an underlying infectious etiology include rheumatoid arthritis, scleroderma, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, Gulf War syndrome, vasculitis, Reiter's syndrome, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, Graves' disease, polymyalgia rheumatica, polymyositis, psoriatic arthritis, juvenile arthritis, Sjogren's syndrome, lupus, multiple sclerosis, Crohn's disease, and ulcerative colitis. With that, I'm going to take a break for just 8 seconds. I think my daughter locked herself out of the house. Be right back. All right, got that done, and that's unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen, but I've got a guy pounding on the door, giving me a little focus problem, and so we're back. So, you guys, I'm a real human, and I live in a real family. So, okay, so we're talking about arthritis, and we're talking about infection. My response to my friend in North Carolina, who's, if you lay on the mat and you have increased joint pain, well, one of the common organisms that is an underlying cause of arthritis might be mycoplasma. Mycoplasma is a particular organism that can lie dormant and hide out in joints and not produce a significant problem until you start to challenge it by moving toxins around, by moving calcium around, and by actually boosting the immune system. One of the effects of the MRS-2000 is to increase ATP production. ATP production is essential for the killing functions, the immune function of the body. ATP drives all of the cells of the body, and it is the essential gasoline that drives every metabolic process. So, if the immune cells, the white blood cells, for example, get more gasoline for function, they're going to overcome some nasty little bacteria or other organisms living and lurking wherever they lurk. And for that reason, when you lie on the MRS-2000 and you have therefore boosted the immune system, you start to produce a more robust killing, let's say, of the organisms in the body. Example, sinus infection. We've got people who are using the MRS-2000, and again, while the MRS-2000 does not diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness, it's a wellness device. While that's the case, people who are using the probe applicator directly over their sinuses at a setting of 200 for, let's say, 8 to 16 minutes several times a day, have sinus infections for 3, 4, 5, 6 years go away completely for the first time, and they stay gone as long as they use the MRS. So again, the settings would be using the probe applicator, a setting of 200 or 400, 8 minutes to each sinus, very, very happily effective in many cases for those who've got chronic sinusitis. Why? Does the MRS-2000 kill bacteria? The answer is no. The MRS-2000 strengthens the immune system so that the immune system will do the job. It's purely a wellness device, and that's how wellness devices work. They empower the body to do what the body needs to be doing to maintain its homeostasis and maintaining its health. Okay, so in the case of someone with increased joint pain, we've probably got some die-off happening. We've got some toxins moving around, and you might even see people with painful joints, the skin over the joints actually turn red in someone who's actually gone through a session 8 or 16 minutes or 24 minutes on the whole body mat applicator. You're going, oh my gosh, look at that. There's some toxins being moved around. Those toxins represent or that redness of skin represents some toxins that are being moved. Any Herxheimer reaction, and I mean any Herxheimer reaction that's happening in the body after exposure to the MRS-2000, is a sign of toxic movement in the body. And our goal, of course, is to get those toxins out. One thing that helps, as we mentioned at the beginning of the teleclass, is a good diet. And the second thing, adequate hydration. Third thing, adequate magnesium. And again, so it goes. people who have an adverse reaction or have a Herxheimer reaction, generally after two or three sessions, those start to subside, but it might take 2 to 4 or even 6 weeks for Herxheimer reactions to start to be replaced by a feeling of well-being with lying on the whole body mat. So our approach, when we actually introduce a patient in my clinic to the MRS-2000, is very cautious in terms of explaining their expectations. We're saying, hey, you know, you lie on this thing and you're definitely going to feel something and you'll probably feel very good, but there is a chance that you start moving toxins around, and that's a good thing too, because you don't want to go through the rest of your life with toxins in your body. You want these out. You want them out. And the sicker you are, the more toxins you have, the longer it will take to move these out. That's just the reality of it. Instead of masking symptoms with medications or with whatever, instead of just covering them over and letting toxins stay in your body, let's get them out. Many people using the MRS-2000 find that they have a change in the consistency and other characteristics of their bowel movements and things. They find a different characteristic in their urine, and they have different characteristics in their sleep patterns. Some people actually use the MRS-2000, and actually their sleep becomes disrupted in the initial phases. Well, guess what? We've got toxins in the brain, toxins above the neck. And those kinds of reactions are quite encouraging to me, because I know we're on to something. I know we're actually reaching deep into the body and we're starting to pull things out on a gut level. So anyway, those are my thoughts on Herxheimer reactions, so forth. We've got some great questions here, and I know it's summer, it's July, it's 100 degrees outside. I just wanted to thank you for being on the call, and let's go to some questions. First of all, Susan from Tulsa asks this. She says, do you ever recommend using the MRS-2000 with supplemental oxygen? Is it okay to use the MRS-2000 before or after time in an infrared sauna? And what would be contraindications or benefits of each question? Hey, Susan, that's a great question. I don't know if I've ever met you there in Tulsa or whatnot, but really welcome to the call. Welcome to the family here at MediConsult. And supplemental oxygen, for example, either administered through a nasal cannula or an oxygen mask, or perhaps even using a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, all of these have been used. The MRS-2000 by itself actually increases the delivery of oxygen, but in those who are oxygen starved, you get the benefit of actually opening up the cell even more and enhancing the availability of iron binding sites in the hemoglobin molecule by charging the red blood cell using electromagnetism. So the cell actually binds to more oxygen, and you get greater oxygen carrying capacity, we believe, using the MRS-2000. So the first question is, yes, we can use supplemental oxygen. In my clinic, for example, we don't usually do that, because most people get adequate increases in oxygen simply using the MRS-2000 by itself. It's easy, it's quick, it's convenient, and it can even be done at home, and no oxygen tanks or hyperbaric chambers are required. The next question is it okay to use the MRS-2000 before or after time in an infrared sauna? Well, let's talk about heavy metal toxicity for a second. One of the greatest things you can do for yourself if you are exposed to heavy metals and you have heavy metal toxicity, now who would that be? Well, all of us, really. Everyone that breathes has got too much lead in their body. The average American, the average North American, has 400 to 800 times more lead in their body now than they did 100 years ago. Well, than North Americans did in their bodies 100 years ago. So using infrared saunas, great way to get rid of heavy metals. Using the MRS-2000, great way to get rid of heavy metals. Using them in combination, great way to accelerate the elimination of heavy metals from the body. Contraindications to using the MRS-2000 would include pregnancy, and would include a unipolar pacemaker and implanted battery-driven medical devices that cannot be shut off or are driven by electromagnetism, And finally, epilepsy. Epileptic seizures are an absolute contraindication to the use of the MRS-2000. Contraindications to using infrared saunas would, of course, also include pregnancy and would include medical history, including cardiovascular disease and anything, you know, heat sensitivity-wise. So hopefully, Susan, that answers your question. We have a question from Ed or a comment. I'm just going to read this. We need more material directed towards how tradespeople can make money with the MRS, and local trades see it as a threat. I'm in a small town, and they all see the MRS as a threat to their incomes. They need to be shown. Ed, I think you're probably, you're meaning tradespeople, or are you meaning other healthcare practitioners? I'm guessing so. Tradespeople meaning those who are involved in healthcare. I can't imagine the local hardware store feeling threatened by an MRS-2000, but I can imagine a local massage therapist or a naturopath or a chiropractor or something seeing it as a threat, which of course is absolutely ludicrous. It's not a threat whatsoever. Because within the realm of medicine, Ed, there is chemistry. And those of you who've been to public lectures that I give, we talk about this quite a bit. In order for human beings to be healthy, there needs to be healthy chemistry. We talked about that in terms of diet even this evening. With poor diet, you can't win. With a good diet, with good chemistry in your body, with good hydration in your body, you have a better chance of being healthy. But our culture believes that if something goes wrong in the body, it goes wrong chemically. And therefore, everything that goes wrong with the body needs a chemical fix. That is myopic, that is wrong, that's misinformed, and that's the paradigm shift that's now going on in this country as a direct result of MediConsult's presence in North America, this country, these countries, Canada and the United States. So bottom line is, chemistry is something that we work with and address nutritionally and with water and sometimes with medicines and herbs and natural medicines and so forth. In addition, I'm a chiropractor. I do mechanical therapy for mechanical problems. I do much more than just mechanical therapy, but chiropractic manipulation involves interventions that change the mechanics of the body. If you've got a sacroiliac joint, for example, that's stuck, we're going to unlock it using a mechanical procedure called manipulation. That's a mechanical therapy for a mechanical problem. And so that's really not a threat by introducing energy-based wellness devices. So, Ed, finally, we have energy. And in the realm of energy, medicine, we have acupuncture. We might have other energy medicine devices like electrical stimulation or laser therapies and so forth. And here's the point, that the unique point about magnetic resonance stimulation. We use pulsating electromagnetic fields. The human body is natively electromagnetic in nature. That is, the native energy of the human body is electromagnetic. The nervous system conducts electrical currents. Around every electrical current, there is a magnetic field. That's Ampere's law. It's a law of nature. So around every electrical current passing from the brain out into the arms and legs or down the spinal cord or from the periphery in response to sensory stimulation, there are electromagnetic fields in the human body. Not only that, but the Earth has a native electromagnetic field. Its frequencies are between 7 and 12 hertz. That's 7 to 12 pulsations per second. And the intensities of the Earth's magnetic field are between 26 and 66 microtesla. And these intensities and frequencies are exactly reproduced in a spectrum pattern by the MRS-2000. So the MRS-2000 doesn't compete with a laser device because a laser device doesn't speak the native language of the human body. The MRS-2000 does. My electrical stimulation machine provides electricity to the human body. We use it for people with back pain and so forth. We use an ultrasound machine in my clinic. We use laser in my clinic. But none of them actually signal the cell in the subtle whisper tones of electromagnetism that the cells need. and my cells and your cells, Ed, and most people on this phone call and most people in North America aren't getting access to enough of the Earth's magnetic field to be as vibrantly healthy as they can be. That's why we use the MRS-2000. It helps to supplement, it helps to give back to the human body what it's lacking. It also helps to counteract the toxic effects of exposure to man-made frequencies that are extremely far out of the safe range of magnetic fields that the human body can thrive on. So, for example, cell phones cause cancer. You haven't heard that for the first time, but I'm telling you, cell phones cause cancer. And it takes 25 or 30 years, but the proof is in. Read the August 2009 issue of Pathophysiology Journal, and you'll see why I'm saying that so emphatically. It's not based on an opinion. It's based on scientific research. So everybody, all the tradespeople in your small town, Ed, need this device. There's a gentleman by the name of Rudy who lives in a small town in Switzerland. There's probably 5,000, 6,000 homes and about 9,000 residents, and over 3,000, 4,000 of these homes have an MRS-2000 in them. So a small town like yours, Ed, needs this, and you're not done until every home has one. And I'm serious about that. I mean it, and I really believe that it's doable, and it's doable in our lifetime. And the reason why I say that is a quote from Henry Ford. He said this: the best way to predict the future is to invent it. And Henry Ford was the guy who started mass producing automobiles before anybody had a garage. So think of that for just a moment. So Nikki, thank you for joining us from Las Vegas. Appreciate that, and congratulations for me being a grandpa. Thank you very much. And Ted's reminding me from Seattle that to remember that the MRS probe for teething works wonders. I need to make sure that somehow my daughter gets a hold of a probe. She has, I think, a home unit that I purchased years ago. So that's problematic, Ted. That's problematic, but we'll try to get that fixed. Adeline from New York, thanks for joining us tonight on the call. You write this, you say, "Hi, I've been told not to wear any metal on the mat. I tell all my clients not to wear any metal on the mat. Could you tell me why? Does wearing metal negate the effectiveness of the MRS? Would wearing a little metal, let's say in a zipper on pants, take away the effectiveness of pulsating magnetic fields? Or are we just protecting the mat from punctures from jewelry and belt buckles and so forth?" Well, Adeline, in my clinic, of course, everyone is entirely naked on the MRS-2000. It's really the best practice. No, just kidding. Those of you who try to edit this and make something out of that, that's wrong. That's just wrong. Don't do this. No, you can be fully clothed with zippers and little spangles and things like that, metallic spangles, although big, clunky pieces of metal that lie between your body and the active applicator, whether it be the whole body mat, the pad, or the probe, this is forbidden because you will be interfering with the pulsating magnetic field. So, you know, let's say someone has a big rodeo belt buckle and they're lying face down on the whole body mat. Well, beneath the belt buckle, deep to the belt buckle, I mean, all of these organs that might be covered by this very championship-like rodeo belt buckle wouldn't be getting the intended packets of information that the MRS-2000 mat is sending. But let's say I have a little watch here, and it's mostly plastic, actually. I'm not a member of the Rolex crowd. And if you are, that's fine. Welcome to the call. I actually use a G-Shock watch because I'm a certified scuba diver. I'm a rescue diver, actually, and this is good to 100 feet deep. Actually, I've had it at 135 feet deep in the Caribbean. It works wonders. Well, it's got a little metal in it, and I don't ever take my watch off when I do a whole body mat session. Some people have gold necklaces that they wouldn't part with, and other people have earrings and so forth. Not a problem. So it's just the big stuff. And people, women who, you know, let's say you have an underwire bra and really having symptoms referable to the thoracic cage and so forth, I mean, there might be some times when we say, hey, you know, get rid of that. In fact, underwire bras that surround the breast might actually act as a concentrator of toxic electrosmog. Now, think about that for a second. An underwire bra might actually concentrate the toxic effects of environmental man-made electromagnetic frequencies and actually produce harm to breast tissue. I don't have any literature on that, and I do have literature on the toxic effects of electromagnetic fields in the environment, the bad form of electromagnetism, frequencies that are certainly outside of the Earth's magnetic frequency, but I don't have information, of course, on an underwire bra. I'm just saying, you know, maybe think outside the box on that and don't go there. In terms of the healing effects, or not the healing, but the supportive wellness effects of the MRS-2000, Adeline, I would say, you know, take off the extraneous stuff and be at peace, be fine, because we definitely want to protect the whole body mat from punctures and so forth. What I do is I lie a nice cotton fiber blanket over the MRS, and I protect it from dirt and from soil and from harm and whatnot. So, and people can be absolutely fully clothed. The pulsating magnetic field will go right on through, no problem. So, excellent. Ted, I got your message. I'm not reading that out loud, but Ted from Seattle, thank you, guys. Thank you for the update on some progress you're making with the MRS up there with some people. Wonderful. Lori from Solana Beach. Why do I get a lot of pressure in my head when I use the MRS-2000? I used it at the end of a three-week detox and had good movements, good for you, and you're feeling pressure in your head because you're still moving toxins in your head. And Lori, if you could use a dimagnesium malate or some other form of easily absorbable magnesium, it takes about 4 to 6 months to get your tissue levels of magnesium up to where they belong. And anybody who in America, North America, and Canada wants to have that one-hit wonder experience with the MRS, they're probably looking in the wrong direction. Our company isn't about a one-hit wonder miracle cure for anything. Our goal is a healthy, wellness-based, balanced lifestyle that incorporates good sleep, good nutrition, healthy relationships, and adequate hydration, good exercise. And how many people on the call, for example, are using a water purifier or using an air purifier? Well, how many people are in need of an energy purifier? That's just exactly what the MRS-2000 is. We're all exposed to dirty energy every day. We need to purify that. And by lying our bodies on the whole body mat applicator, it's just a beautiful thing. So, Lori, your need is energetic purification of your entire body, and it's a process. So that pressure in your head as you supplement with magnesium and as you continue to use the MRS-2000 should do very nicely. Well, that brings me to a point with the Sound Light Relax System. The Sound Light Relax System is an audiovisual brainwave entrainment device that is an optional add-on to the MRS-2000. Those of you on the call, quite frankly, nearly everybody should experience that. And once you do, you're going to want this. You know, it's really good stuff. Well, the bottom line here is that the Sound Light Relax System should not be used in anyone with migraine headache history or currently active migraine headaches, because it increases blood flow to the brain, and of course blood flow to the brain is one of the problems. So Lori, if you're getting more questions, just feel free to type away and I'll answer those. This is somebody from Tampa, Florida, Huda, I think. Could you please clarify the use of the MRS-2000 for people with arrhythmias? If a person has an irregular heartbeat due, example, to hormone issues and has not been diagnosed with a specific condition, can they use the mat? Great question. The example that others perhaps on the call have heard Huda is the story of my father who had atrial fibrillation for 2 years following quadruple bypass of the heart. Used the MRS-2000 for 1 week. He calls me up and says, "Son, I don't feel anything. The dang thing doesn't work." Have you ever heard that? Or are you someone on the call tonight who's used the MRS for a couple of weeks and you haven't felt anything? Well, stay tuned. I hope we have some answers for you already on the call, but that's what this call is about. My dad then started to adequately hydrate, and when he was very purposeful about drinking water in a very studied and deliberate fashion, the atrial fibrillation went away, so much so that at that point in time, he was able to discontinue use of two medicines for his heart. So if someone has arrhythmia, obviously every attempt should be made to obtain an accurate diagnosis. If there is no accurate diagnosis, what I've put in my book with regard to the heart applies, and that is supplement with D-ribose, acetyl L-carnitine, and with magnesium and so forth. And these things will give the heart, you know, what it needs to help relax the heart and produce, and then the coenzyme Q10, the ubiquinol form of CoQ10. So D-ribose, CoQ10, acetyl L-carnitine, and dimagnesium malate. Use that in someone who's got an arrhythmia, and use that in conjunction with someone with the MRS-2000 at sensitive and 10 and 25 in an upward cascade, and watch what happens to the arrhythmia. Should, you know, in many cases, people who use this protocol do very well. Next question also, follow-up. Why shouldn't someone with metastatic cancer in lymph nodes, why shouldn't someone avoid the MRS? Perhaps your question was, why shouldn't someone use the MRS, or why should someone avoid the MRS? Pages 102 to 106 in my book, which is called Magnetic Resonance Stimulation, Using the Field to Maximize Your Health, we discuss literature with regard to pulsating magnetic fields and metastatic disease. I only included this information in the book to give people a fully orbed perspective on the MRS-2000. And I want you to be very much aware that the literature that suggests that metastatic disease can be enhanced by pulsating magnetic fields actually pertain to fields that are much more high in their intensity and much higher in their frequency than the MRS. And that's a good opportunity for me to clarify. So I'm going to clarify this right now. People who have cancer of any type suffer with low membrane charge. Okay? Low membrane charge is something, in fact, precipitously low cell membrane charge is an energetic hallmark of the diagnosis of people with cancer. The MRS-2000 helps to gently, using frequencies and intensities of the Earth that match the Earth's magnetic field, to gently increase cell membrane charge. So many people, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, have used the MRS-2000 very, very successfully to support their journey through this very horrific and terrifying diagnosis of cancer. So let me say this again. If you're sick and you've got nausea and you're undergoing chemo or radiation or any other standard medical treatment for cancer, your days will go better if you increase your cell membrane charge. The exception to that would be someone who's on a protocol that is purposely trying to lower cell membrane charge. There are nutritional protocols out there, such as Protocell, etc., that use that strategy of lowering cell membrane charge to trick the body into thinking that these cells are already dead and therefore removing the cells from the body. In that strategy, the use of the MRS-2000 should be postponed until after that that protocol is completed. Once complete, one can do that. So in answer to your question, there's no reason why someone with metastatic cancer shouldn't use the MRS-2000 appropriately at low levels to help improve their cell membrane charge. However, I must make this very clear. The MRS-2000 is not a diagnosis, treatment, cure, or prevention of any disease or illness. The MRS-2000 is certainly not a cure for cancer. And the MRS-2000 is used to help support people who are going through whatever treatment it is that they've chosen to go through. And it will support them quite nicely. So, I have a request from Jessica from Westport. Jessica, you're asking, you know, if I can do a speaker training class. The answer is yes. I'm going to write that down. That would not be part of our Energy Medicine University class, but that would be part of a different class. Jennifer, if you could actually type in another question, if you're still listening, if you could type in your question your email address, that would be awesome. Because we'll talk about that, and we may at some other time do some online speaker training, because that's fun. And another question is this event being recorded? Answer, yes. And then my friend, Ted from Seattle has a comment for Ed. The MRS will enhance other practitioners' results. It makes them better practitioners, makes them look good in the eyes of their clients. So again, Ed, in your small town with the other tradesmen there, they'll actually improve their business, is what Ted is saying. And then using the MRS-2000 for conditions that medicine doesn't have an answer for, migraines, concussions, traumatic brain injury, stroke, spinal cord injury, MS, etc. I mean, who's doing anything for that? Again, in your town, maybe somebody is, maybe somebody isn't. Again, the MRS not being a treatment, diagnosis, cure, or prevention of these diseases, but being a very powerfully supportive modality that's a wellness device to be used in home, heck, this is a good thing. Let's see. Nikki asks from Las Vegas, can you highlight a few comparisons between the effectiveness of cold laser treatment and pulsating electromagnetic fields? Absolutely, I can. Cold laser involves extremely high frequencies. There are high frequencies that occur in the body. The MRS-2000 uses frequencies that are extremely low that match the Earth's magnetic field, ELF, extremely low frequency. Here's the neat thing about the MRS-2000. By using the tonic frequencies of nature, we actually create harmonic frequencies in the body by stirring up the tonic frequencies. Now, those of you who have a music background might understand this in terms of a chord. A C chord involves the C note with the addition of an E note with an addition of a G note. That makes a C chord. And you can even throw in a high C to get a full octave. Okay? Well, the C represents the tonic note, and the E and the G represent harmonic notes. But together, the ear hears predominantly a C chord. It's great. Well, the MRS plays those tonic notes in subtle languages that the cell, each individual cell of 75 trillion cells, each cell understands this. And all 75 trillion cells start to vibrate and start to oscillate in harmony with one another, in synchrony with one another. That's called resonance. And that, by the way, is why the machine that we're talking about is called magnetic resonance stimulation. That being said, the body creates for itself, once it's got a very nice rallying point to vibrate around, the tonic frequency, the body then creates its own beautiful harmonics, vibratory harmonics up to at least 33,000 hertz inside the body, because different organ tissues have different frequencies. The laser device makes use of higher frequencies, but cold laser cannot signal all 75 trillion cells of the body at the speed of light, at the frequency of health, at the same time. I have a 4-diode laser in my clinic, and I can signal and stimulate vibratory frequencies at the skin in one or perhaps two body parts at the same time, and it's only as long as my laser beam goes. And of course, I've got long laser beams, so you know I can cover a good chunk of the body, but I'm only signaling the skin. I have practitioners who use this particular device that I use. It's a four diode laser, and then people are kept fully clothed. Well, if you hold your hand up on a laser beam, you stop that cold laser beam with your hand, none of that laser energy is passing through the hand. Now, if I use a carbon laser, if I use a surgical laser, I can actually cut through and penetrate my hand. But a cold laser, ladies and gentlemen, does not pass through my hand. So practitioners in my profession that are using these cold laser devices on fully clothed people and shining the laser light on their jeans, for example, well, you might get some passage of laser energy through the pores of the jeans, but you're not getting full signaling of the skin even. But you can lay fully on an MRS-2000 whole body mat applicator, and you're signaling every cell of that entire leg. All of those cells are being signaled at the same time. So the biggest difference, I think, Nikki, is in the ability to signal all cells at the same time. Now, the laser is quite effective. The laser does some wonderful things. But I can, just personally, with my experience with in clinic, I can run circles around a laser device. I wish I'd never bought mine. I could have bought four more MRS-2000s, at least maybe five, with the finance charges that went along with the lease of this device, lease purchase. Okay, so Nikki, if you get a chance to buy a laser, buy four more MRS-2000s. That's my final answer. Janine from Davison, Minneapolis. What is a prior application, or what is a priority application for the SoundLight Relax system? Insomnia. Boom. That would be it. Depression. Attention deficit disorder. Seasonal affective disorder, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, focus and concentration problems, brain fog, people with, fibromyalgia. In fact, in the winter months, when we need more light exposure, you can use the SoundLight Relax system to give you that light exposure. So folks up in the northern hinterlands can actually, it goes directly to the brain, but it's wonderful and helps the immune system through the permeation of light into the body through the eyes. So those are some good applications. And let's do a little refresh on our questions. We've got some more comments here. Is it safe? This is Virginia from Freeport, Florida. Is it safe for a person who has a total hip replacement to use the mat? That's a lot of metal. Virginia, absolutely. Total hip replacements, total knee replacements, stents in the coronary arteries, implants and so forth. No problem using the MRS-2000 with these titanium devices in the body. If it's battery powered, you want to make sure that it has a couple of different leads and it's a more modern device, not an old antiquated device. For example, if someone has a diabetic pump, then there is no problem whatsoever in using the MRS-2000. But all I have to do is shut the pump off, unplug it, set it aside, do their session, and then come on back. People who have implanted spinal stimulators have been able to use the MRS-2000 with no problem. Again, some of these can be turned on, some can be turned off. You want to check with the manufacturer, check with the engineer in that department. People with cardiac pacemakers, no problem unless it's a monopolar lead, and they don't make those anymore. So again, you talk to your manufacturer, but they don't even make monopolar leads anymore. Someone might be using their pacemaker in a monopolar mode, but all new manufactured leads have at least two and usually three leads in the device. So we use the MRS quite nicely and very successfully and very nicely tolerated. in people with cardiac pacemakers. And if you're listening tonight and you have people with pacemakers or have one, make sure that you check with your manufacturer, but otherwise just go on ahead and feel comfortable doing this. You must check with the manufacturer. Judy from Denver. Hi, Judy. Would an MRS-2000 be useful for restless leg syndrome? The answer is yes. We have people in North Carolina and around the country, and in fact around North America, who've used this quite nicely, quite successfully. What I would recommend, of course, is supplementing with magnesium because it's a neurologic disorder, and using the MRS-2000 at a sensitive setting for 24 minutes, at least once, maybe twice a day, and just keep going. So, okay, and Jessica, I got your... It's Jessica, not Jennifer. For the speaker training class, I'll talk to you about what it is that you're really asking for here, and I'm writing down your email right now. Okay, and I apologize for that little segue, guys, but got to do what you got to do here to keep supporting my people. Huda from Tampa. Looking forward to a speaker training class. Please do this soon. Okay, I get it. Maybe it's a certification class that we're asking for. Great. And you're interested, Huda, in becoming a spokesperson? Good. I think everybody on the call should be an ambassador for this technology, because it's like smoking. Nobody knew that electrosmog, that smoke was bad for you in the 50s, and lots of people have therefore used cigarettes as a toy, and much to their demise. Okay, so thank you, Twyla. I really look forward to meeting you. I look forward to coming to Florida again sometime soon, and doing a public lecture and perhaps doing a certification course there. Okay, Janine, appreciate you being on the call from Minneapolis. Looking for more questions. Let's see. Yes. Nikki here from Las Vegas is mentioning the Enerpulse. By the way, we do have magnetic resonance stimulation for large animals. Very effective. We've got some neat videos that are available where you can actually see some live applications of the MRS-2000 technology and Enerpulse technology on large animals such as horses, etc. And Larry from Tacoma Park, Maryland. Thank you, Larry, for joining us. Good evening. Using the MRS-2000 for a stroke victim, and what application might help? The best application is using the whole body mat applicator as a sensitive setting for 8 minutes, followed by 10 for 8 minutes, followed by 25 for 8 minutes. This is all in succession, Larry. This is 8 minutes. Sensitive, 10, 25, supplementing with magnesium ahead of time, because, again, we want to get oxygen going, want to relax the blood vessels and so forth. Any type of supplemental oxygen that you can supply, again, we talked about that earlier. In this case, it'd be a very good idea, because the brain's preferred food is actually oxygen. Oxygen, of course, and glucose. So we've actually had some amazing cases where people actually brought the MRS-2000 to the stroke victim and laid the mat over their body because they were not able to move. And within 24 minutes, these people are actually able to start wiggling things that wouldn't wiggle before. Having said that, I need to reiterate that the MRS-2000 is not designed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness. It is a wellness device. But boy, can it help stroke victims feel well. So that's good. A good reminder, Larry. I appreciate your question. So this is a summertime reminder from my really good friend Ted in Seattle. He says that the MRS-2000 is great for sunburns. Use the full body mat on sensitive. And that is an excellent reminder. You know, people just don't think of that. But here we have injured tissue that needs a better cell membrane charge and better metabolic exchange and getting toxins out and good stuff in. Sunburns, use the MRS-2000. And thank you to Ted for that reminder. Cheryl from Australia, thank you again for joining us this evening. We're looking forward to stamping out lots of joint pain in those you love and in those around the world, and we think we have the technology that can help do that. It's a supportive wellness device. It is the MRS-2000, and Cheryl, definitely looking forward to ongoing relationship with you as well. Also, in that stroke victim, Larry, good point to remember also, and this is something that I passed through my mind as I was looking at questions and just didn't rivet it on this, is the reminder from Ted to use the probe applicator over the carotid arteries. A setting of 200 is appropriate for 16 minutes if you know the side of the brain that was affected by the stroke. 8 to 16 minutes. In fact, in a stroke case, I'm not even sure that 24 minutes wouldn't be great. So 8, 16, or 24 minutes using a setting of 200 using the probe on the side of the stroke. If it's a right brain, you'd use the right carotid artery. For those listening who don't know where the carotid arteries are, you can go to Google Images. Go to Google and then go to Google Images and then type in carotid artery. You'll get a picture of right where it is in the throat. But it's on either side of the Adam's apple. And when you place the probe vertically along the side of the Adam's apple, what you need to do is you need to make sure that you aim the probe in the upward direction, upward towards the soft tissues underneath your jaw. Laying it that way, but you don't want to aim it the other way. I think it's very much more effective to aim it and actually send a signal along the course of arterial blood flow. And I'm quite sure that my friend Ted would concur with that. So that's a good comment there. With that, folks, it's been an hour and roughly 15 minutes, and it's summertime, and I've got some watermelon waiting. I appreciate you all. Appreciate you all being on the call. Again, don't forget to join us again next month. We're going to have another session. Hopefully this has been helpful for everyone with regard to Herxheimer reactions, infection, the need for magnesium, nutrition, and some very great questions from our participants this evening. So thank you all for being on the call tonight, and we're going to sign off, and we'll do this again next month. Look in your email for the announcements for Energy Medicine Unlimited. Thanks again to everyone. This is Dr. Joel Carmichael for Energy Medicine Unlimited, and thanks again for joining us. Take care and have a good night. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.